Okay, Dustin, we're going to make a tape for Polly and Larry of the Halloween scene. We're going to go down the steps here in this haunted house. Okay, you go down. Well, I'll go down first because we don't know what's down there. It may be awful dark. It's dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Terribly dark. Okay, let's go down now. Careful now. We don't want to fall. Uh-oh, I fell. Oh, I fell down the steps. Doggone, but I didn't hurt myself. I'm sure glad I was ahead of you and not you on falling on you, that's for sure.
Are you
all right,
Papa?
Yeah. Shh, don't bang. Don't make so much noise. You scare all these goblins around here. Gosh, we don't want those goblins making all those noises. Gosh. Hey, look at this big echo chamber. My gosh, listen how this room echoes. It echoes in here, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Sounds funny. My goodness gracious. Hey, and I think I see a waterfall down here at the end. Let's see. Listen, I do hear a waterfall, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, look. Oh, look over here. Hear the water? Listen, go and run. My goodness, what a waterfall. Yeah. Hey, look, there's a cave back underneath. Shall we swim underneath there? Come on, let's get in the water and swim back. Okay, come on, you can swim, can't you, Dustin? All right. There we go. Get back underneath this cave here. See, there might be bats in here. Are you scared of bats?
No.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Hey, somebody turned off the waterfall. What happened? Uh-oh, I think something's going to happen. Goblins.
Uh-oh.
Hear them?
Uh-huh.
You hear them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. My gosh, what do we do? Shall we get out of here?
Yeah, let's
Okay, let's swim back out. Come on, let's swim out. Okay, get back out of there and get dried off. My gosh. You know, I think I heard some thunder, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to that thunder. Oh, God, an awful lot of thunder. You bet. Okay, I'm going to strike a match so we can see. It's getting darker back here. Uh-oh. Hey, the place is starting to catch on fire. My, what a blaze. This is a burn. My God. We got a real fire going. Oh, John. I tell you what, let's get out of here.
Christmas.
Yeah, let's stay away from there and let the place burn down. We don't want to get caught in that fire and all that smoke. How come you weren't coughing? I hear you cough. That's better. That's the way. I hear a howling dog. And that was Grandma Jean. What do you hear, Dustin?
Ghost.
Ghost? Woo! Woo! Boy, them ghosts, all right. That sounds like Dustin to me. Well, I think this is enough of this foolishness, unless you've got some more ideas of something that sounds good. No? Well, Dustin's had fun, too, besides Grandma and Grandpa, as you can hear. You got anything you want to tell Polly and Larry?
No,
okay, she says no, she hasn't. Oh, here comes Dustin. He wants to talk. Come on, Dustin. Wait. Okay, big blank space while Dustin thinks. What are you going to do? Oh, he's going to make sound effects? Well, I'll take us in there and we'll listen. You going to make sound effects? What are you going to do?
We got to swim back to Grandma and Grandpa's house, so we got to go.
That's just splashing.
Okay, we are home.
Dustin is busy entertaining Grandma. It's library time now, so we're going to go upstairs and you'll get to hear some of the activity. He has grown up a lot, though. We really noticed it. My gosh, but he's been a lot of fun so far. I think he will the rest of the time. In fact, I'm sure of it. So I'm going up the steps here and we'll see what transpires up here in a hot place where it's about 90 degrees today. No, it's only 84 in here at the present time and 92 outside.
You can get more on the shelf.
What are we doing? Selecting library books?
I'm in the library. Oh, you're studying.
Do you have a library book on radio or television or microwave?
Or
computers?
Well, we have something on Lassie in the big room.
Lassie? That's nothing. My goodness, that's not technical.
Well, here's Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Oh, airplanes, Red Baron. My goodness.
Beep, beep, the rover is interesting.
Yeah. Three little pigs. Here's another little pig.
Yeah, this is a good one. And One Fine Day. There, I got a whole bunch of books to read.
Well, doesn't he check them out and stamp them out?
Okay, I'll get you.
You're going to check them out?
I'll get this one to give the Disney. Yeah.
Look at books all over, haven't we?
Okay.
Okay, here's the checkup desk.
He keeps forgetting things. Hey, what's he going to do? Get my stamp?
Oh,
you're going to get a pencil. Well, what are you going to write on? Don't write on the books.
Oh, I heard him. He just puts a check or something. Check out. See? Just check.
And left-handed?
Left-handed?
That's a left-handed checker? Doggone, sure is. He's going to be able to throw a screwball in when he plays Little League, huh?
No screwball?
Aren't you going to play Little League? You're not going to be a pitcher?
No.
Catcher? I'll bet you'd be the shortstop.
He's going to play basketball.
Oh, he is.
He's my kind of boy, a basketball player.
How about soccer?
My eyes go like this, Ben's now. Up and down means yes.
Oh, I couldn't figure that out. I'm sure glad you told me. Again.
How long do I have to read all these books?
One day.
You've got to read every hour. How many books you got there? 24? That'll be one per hour.
I'll be reading all day.
Hey, don't you have a limit of 3 or 4 books to check out? You're making her take so many of them. She's here. That's not fair.
Work till it comes out of my ears.
She's taking half the library.
Oh, that's what we're here for.
You better count the books and see how many there are and make sure she brings them all
this
back.
This is a generous library.
But why? I have them all in my mind.
You have them all in your mind. How many are there then? Tell me. We'll count them.
I don't know.
Or can't you count above 3? What do you mean you don't know?
Morris goes to school with a little bit of books because my friend, it was a funny. One thing he said, set the bell rang and then he said, and they said, is that the ice cream man?
Oh.
And no, they said, no, Horace, Morris, this, that's the school bell. School's over. Mm. And it all starts about him learning about money.
Oh.
Well, hey, let's count the books and see how many there are now. There's 1, 2, you've checked them all.
Yeah, he's checked them all.
3, 4, 6.
We know Grandpa can
5.
Oh, 5, excuse me, I forgot. 6, 7, 7 come 11, okay, 11.
No, 8.
Oh, 8. Okay, 8. 9 and a half.
9.
10. There's 11. See, I told you there was 11. I'd have got there faster.
7 and 11. Are
12. Uh-oh, what's next? 13. 14. Oh, and you forgot to check that book. Mm. Doggone, such inefficiency.
No, I had to check it again.
And there's 15. 15 books.
16.
And an hour per book, I'll be 15 hours. That could be all right.
Boy, am I going to be busy.
And you can have 8 hours of sleep and 1 hour to rest.
You do not have to read them all.
You don't have to read them all. What's the use of taking them? If you take them out of the library, then somebody else can't read them.
There.
You only take what you can read.
I'll have to start with this one.
If you don't have to read them, you can just look at the pictures.
Just look at the pictures. Hey, you got it made. You can do that in 15 minutes. Well, as you can tell, Polly and Larry, we're enjoying ourselves. And I guess we ought to say hi to Caitlin, too, by gosh. I don't think I put her on at the beginning of the tape. We're too excited with all the noise and instructions and whatnot, so we didn't get that far.
I'm always teaching when I come over here.
You are. But are we learning anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are. I know my head keeps getting bigger. I have to get a new hat every time you leave. Well, good morning. It's August the 5th. Friday morning, Dustin slept here, snored so loud he woke us all up. My gosh, we hardly got any sleep last night. No, he slept good. I snored, and naturally, so did Grandma. And we had lots of heat. Boy, it was hot, but it's nice and cool now this morning. And we've got fans running, blowing things in, and the noise and lousy music you hear. Dustin's really putting on a radio station here. He has an amplifier and he's got a phonograph and he's talking into the microphone. Let's hear you talk into the microphone so they can hear you.
Who are you talking to?
Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
Your mommy and daddy, Polly and Larry, and your sister, Caitlin.
Oh, hi, Polly and Larry. Here's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you going to say hello to your sister, too? Caitlin?
Hi, Caitlin.
That's the way. Now we got him going. Well, he's yelling into the microphone, as you can probably tell there. Having lots of fun, making lots of noises. He seems to really go for this broadcast stuff. I think he's going to be a disc jockey when he grows up, if they still have him. Times change, you know how that goes. And we got Grandma Jean in here cooking.
Yeah,
what are we fixing? French?
French toast.
French toast for...
Oui.
Oh, yeah. I told Dustin that that's the kind of toast that you put on the floor and step on it first, and then you put it in the frying pan, but he didn't believe me. He knows I'm kidding, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Don't get your nose in the food or we'll have to fry your nose.
What?
Hey, you're whispering. What are you going to whisper? Maybe they can hear.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's trying to whisper to Grandma. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're ever going to get this side of the tape filled up, but when I do get it filled up, I'll send it to you. I think I'll turn it off. I haven't much to tell you now, except everything's going pretty doggone good. Worked out as good as can be expected. And he's a perfect little angel most of the time. All I have to do is pick him up by the ankles and bounce his head a few times on the floor. No problem. How many times did I bounce your head there, Dustin? Hey, where'd you go? How many times did I pick you up and bounce you off the floor?
19.
I didn't do it once. He'll go along with saying anything. I think he's getting to be a joker. Well, that's enough for this morning. Hope you can stand to listen to this tape. We'll put some more on it here eventually, and probably after Dustin leaves, I'll finish it up and get it in the mail to you.